2:40, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Giffen. It's 12 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, two Toronto-area men have died in separate instances of violence last night. A 28-year-old man was fatally stabbed at around 9:30 in the evening. According to police, two men entered the North Toronto apartment that was home to the victim. Three other people were also in the apartment at the time. One man attacked and stabbed the homeowner as he was exiting the shower, and the second man held the three other occupants at gunpoint. The victim suffered numerous stab wounds in the chest area and later died in the hospital. His name is being withheld until his family is notified. The police are watching security tape from cameras in the area to get more information on the two attackers. The second incident involved a 20-year-old Scarborough man who was shot and killed last night. The attack happened near Morningside Avenue and Old Finch Avenue in a housing complex. The police report witnesses heard two gunshots and three or four men flee the location. The victim was reported dead at the scene. Again, his name is not being released until family members have been notified. Police are asking for help from anyone who may have more information. In other news, an early morning explosion at a British Columbia construction site has sent one worker to hospital. The police report that leaking propane inside a shipping container caused the explosion. The site uses the containers for storage. It seems the man came in early for work and was the only one present at the site. No other injuries were reported. Turning now to sports, the Toronto Blue Jays face the New York Yankees tonight at Yankee Stadium. Josh Johnson was supposed to take the mound for the Jays, but a triceps injury will keep him out of the lineup. Aaron Laffey will replace him as the starting pitcher. Ivan Nova will start for the Yankees. They play tonight at 7:05 and can be seen live on Sportsnet. The stats suggest youth baseball is declining in Canada, but is that really the case in Scarborough? I talked to members of the Scarborough Stingers organization to find out. Here is my report.
According to Stats Canada, the amount of youth participating in baseball across the country has dropped drastically. In 1992, 13% of children aged 5 to 14 played ball. That number has dropped to 5% in 2005. Greg Dennis is the president of the Scarborough Stingers baseball organization. He says these stats may be true for the country as a whole, but definitely not in Scarborough.
Our baseball enrollment in Scarborough has been going up steadily the last few years. They had record amounts of kids signing up for rookie ball and T-ball house leagues the last couple of years.
Reigning Ontario Baseball Youth Coach of the Year, Frank Gallo, believes there is more opportunity to grow the game in Scarborough. He also coaches the Stingers minor peewee AAA team.
If you look at the leagues, the four leagues, they're all based out of the south part of Scarborough. And if we're going to do anything, we should really develop that area. And I find that there's a lot of ethnic groups up there. And it's just it's like raw meat up there, really. You know, there's so many kids. I mean, when we're playing, there's kids coming out all kinds of watching.
Dennis is hoping the Blue Jays play well this season and can back up the excitement they have built in this city. He says a successful Jays team will have an even greater effect on baseball in the area.
I know back when the Jays were World Series winners, there was a spike in enrollment in baseball across Toronto.
If Scarborough and the Blue Jays can continue to grow the game, then the next set of data released by Stats Canada may paint a different picture for youth baseball. Taylor Giffen, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
The Toronto Maple Leafs have the day off before hosting the Montreal Canadiens at the ACC on Saturday night. The game will be the last of the regular season for both teams before they potentially start the playoffs next week against each other. In soccer news, Toronto FC made a splash this morning signing midfielder Matias Laba. The 5'9 Argentinian will be a young designated player for the Reds. TFC is back in action on Saturday when they take on the New York Red Bulls. The game can be seen live on TSN. And in entertainment, country music legend George Jones has died. He was 81 years old. The singer had number one hits in five separate decades, starting in 1950. He died after being hospitalized for a fever and irregular blood pressure in a Nashville hospital. In the movies, both Pain and Gain and The Big Wedding open tonight. Pain and Gain stars Mark Wahlberg and Dwayne Johnson. The movie tells a true story of Miami-area bodybuilders who attempt to get rich through crime. The Big Wedding stars Diane Keaton, Robert De Niro, and Robin Williams, among others. The comedy movie sees a divorced couple pretend to still be wed in order to please their son's mother-in-law-to-be. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Taylor Giffen.